Portuguese director Pedro Costa's debut film about two teenage brothers on the run from a bad uncle, O Sangue. Made in black and white, it's expressionistic and atmospheric with echoes of Night of the Hunter. Costa is probably best known, though, for a trilogy set in a slum in Lisbon, which is dramatically more run-down and desperate than the British estates seen in the work of André Arnold. Costa's approach here is what you might call total immersion. He takes many months to work with people in their homes, working on plots that reflect the rhythm of their lives, and distilling from that a kind of meditation. When he came into the studio, I asked Pedro Costa how soon after he first saw this shantytown did he begin filming there?
It took me a year to test this idea. The desire was there, of course, but it was a really rough place to be. And I had some friends that I approached, technicians, to see if they could stand that, and they couldn't. It's very, very extreme. Normally, people are very afraid of that kind, of those guys, of that place. But they are also very afraid of us, of the exterior. And when I saw it could be possible, yes, I said, I'll try one, and then we'll see.
And what input did they have into what it was you were filming, or what narrative there was?
We just have to be serious, and we have a discipline, and I mean, the films I've been doing, it takes 1 year, 1 year and a half, every day except Sunday. If Monday somebody is feeling bad or sad or had a problem, or we discuss if it's not possible to do it, we will do it tomorrow. Or we don't have obligations with producers or so. One day I said, it has to be like this, and we just have to make a film where junkies are serious. Serious when they are doing drugs. You'll see so much of that that you will understand that drugs are so hard work. It's so, so tough to take drugs, really. Because when you don't have money, you have to beg. That's serious work. I mean, they have to get up at 7 and go park cars and get money from something and then come back and do the thing and go back again and beg, and it's exhausting. And you see that. And you see that when they are doing the drugs, they're not doing the cliché that you see in all films. When you see a young boy do drugs, they immediately go rob a bank and kill the grandmother, and the camera starts spinning.
And you make them do several takes. I mean, you won't...
I do lots of takes. They need it. And yeah, in the last film we made, a film called Colossal Youth, it went really extreme. It's not really takes, you know. We could do a scene. We could do that for 2 months. And even, I've had that experience, we could do a scene in, let's say, a day or 3 days or a week, and then go back to the same scene 6 months after, because something else happened. Somebody died. I had that example. We made a scene about someone that was not present in the scene. They just talked about somebody. And we were more or less happy with that scene. Something was missing. And then, surprise, that girl died. She was a junkie. And we went back to that scene. We didn't really change it, but something changed. She was dead. So they just spoke in the past and said, I used to know this girl. In the first version of the scene, they were talking about her. I'm going to speak to her. So it's life really getting into the work, the process, that it can change a lot. And
so a question of responsibility towards your subjects, because you talk about the way that you are concerned for their welfare, and but you know, people might look at your films objectively and say, well, there are people sitting here taking drugs or smoking drugs for long periods of time. In a sense, are you condoning that lifestyle?
No, I'm just... when I got in this place and I saw what I saw, and I had to think about all those things. Should I show this girl? And I had to talk with her. And what I felt was that she couldn't care less. She said, listen, perhaps it will help me in some way to do this film. And then I got to meet her friends, and And with the boys was a bit different. They were ashamed of drugs, see? That's strange. They were really ashamed. They're weaker than the girls. There's a guilt there. They're guilty of something. And the girls, no. The girls, it's more suicidal, and it's much more violent, I think. The boys couldn't see the film. Still today, one of them can't see the... can't watch the DVD. He went too far. He spoke about his mother and his father and something, so he's always telling me it will take time for me to... So, responsible, not responsible. Yeah, it's a very, very difficult conversation on this. They're exposing themselves so much. So my responsibility is not to betray.
Pedro Costa and Osangwe is available now on DVD, Certificate 15, and two parts of his Shantytown trilogy, Ossos and Colossal Youth, will be released in the new year.